The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating our 10th year on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 12th of November, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, hey, Ashley's at the helm. Has got the weather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are listening.
You sound so official. Though.
Yay. Someone thinks I'm a professional. We're looking at a high of 77.
Oh, you're having
today.
One of those days too, huh?
I think we all are.
Trying to find a microphone. Okay.
We're looking at a high of 77 degrees today, partly sunny, with a low of 48 overnight, and about the same tomorrow, and down to 71 on Thursday, 72 on Friday, 77 again on Saturday. We're looking at mostly sunny to partly cloudy throughout the week, which means we should have more colorful sunrises and sunsets.
Okay, hey, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Also has a special deal if you're rebuilding on your property after the car fire, that they will put a 120-gallon propane tank out there. So you will not have to, you know, if you're living in your RV or a trailer, you don't have to keep turning it off, unfastening it, taking it down, filling it up, bring it back. They'll put it on your property for free and give you a great deal on propane. They want to help. I'm here, of course, with Jake and Emily. Ryan and Emily. Sorry, Ryan.
I'm good.
Hey, from Turtle Bay. You know, and I come in here and I see them once a month, at least. And I walked in this morning and I was pretty sure about Emily. But I was just gone on Ryan's name. And I just want to apologize. I just do, you know.
I'm the new guy. It's all
you're
good.
The new guy, but
they're
you know
still
what?
Learning me.
Oh, yeah, but Emily's not.
That's right.
But she's got the greatest smile.
Thank you.
Both of you do. So, what's really super great at Turtle Bay? Besides everything.
I know, right?
Well, I just saw somebody wrote something about what a great time they had down there at Turtle Bay and that they brought their family and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
This was a really special week for us. As most people know, Veterans Day yesterday. And so we actually did a special opening for Veterans Day, and veterans got in free.
Veterans got in free. We mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, we were blessed with some awesome 80-degree weather, so it was just a good day all the
way
around.
We set a record yesterday, you know, in Redding for heat. And somebody wrote in here, he said, you know, it's been 100 before in Redding. Now, I don't know how old this person is that wrote it, but 100 degrees, can you imagine, in November?
No.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
Only in California.
Only in California.
That's right.
Well, you know, that was very nice of Turtle Bay to do that. I know that you all are very respectful of veterans. You've had exhibitions, Civil War and others that, you know, that talked about veterans. And, you know, I think that you realize that veterans are a big part of this community.
Absolutely.
So, and we appreciate what you do.
Yeah, we've got a cool exhibition coming up in 2020, so be on the lookout for that one. And
oh, yeah? What's that one?
We've got – oh, well, we can't
Well, you can't just
yet.
Say
– See, that's the teaser. See,
oh,
I dangled
okay.
that carrot out for you.
That carrot. Okay, I'm going to write your name down.
That's right. But we've also got membership discounts all year round for veterans. So we want people to come out and you know, we love to support our community, and we love to see that
you
support
have,
back.
You have discounts for veterans
we
year
do.
Round.
Yep, now, membership see, discounts.
I did not know that until right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then we'll make sure we add that on to our
list.
Okay. So what's going on?
Right on. Well, today we wanted to make sure we came out and talked a little bit about end of year giving, and you know, as people are sort of making plans for the end of the year and thinking about charitable organizations they might want to give to or tax deductions they might be looking for right here at the end of the year, you know, ways to give during the holiday season. We wanted to make sure that folks remembered Turtle Bay in all of that.
Well, Giving Tuesday's coming up.
That's right. Absolutely.
I think y'all are even. This is the first Tuesday of the month, right? Or the second Tuesday? Y'all come on. Which one? Second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I think this will be the one right before. Okay. I don't know that we'll have another one before Giving Tuesday. Right. Yeah. So Giving Tuesday this year is a little bit later because Thanksgiving's a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So it's on December 3rd this year. It's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving because, you know, we've got Thanksgiving, that day where we're thankful and grateful for family and our community, and then we've got all those deals on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And then it's good for us to sort of circle back and remember our community and show our generosity on Giving Tuesday.
It's a very generous community.
It is.
Very generous.
It
and
is.
You know, even during the car fire, mm-hmm. and the campfire, it was very generous. So, and this is one of the ways that we can help Turtle Bay maintain its the high level of accomplishment that you all have.
That's exactly right.
Getting those really great exhibits in, being able to keep the animals and adding constantly to that,
yeah.
Building new parts of Turtle Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a way to give back.
Absolutely.
And it's all tax deductible.
That's right. Yeah. That's with the added bonus. Yeah. You know, last year we had some incredibly generous community members. Turtle Bay had 71 individual donors on Giving Tuesday. Well, 71 people who thought of us and wanted to give back on that one day. And that was really, impactful for us. The other thing we introduced last year, though, as you mentioned, the car fire was our You Give, We Give program. So we offered for anyone who gave $100 or more, we would go ahead and donate a membership to a family impacted by the car fire. We had 34 individual donors give $100 or more, which meant that we gave away 34 family memberships absolutely free. And that was really special for us to get to do that. Yeah. This year we're bringing it back again. So, we've still got families in need in our community, as we all know. So if donors give $100 or more on Giving Tuesday, then we'll go ahead and give a free membership. And that's really, it's a cool thing for us to get to
it's
do
great.
As well. But
it's great.
Absolutely.
And so last year you gave away how many?
34.
34 to people who had lost their home.
Yep, exactly.
I've got a guy I work with, not here, but in another place, mm-hmm. lost everything.
Yeah.
Lost his tools, lost his truck. Mm-hmm. And you know, somebody that's accumulated tools for over 30 years, in his business.
Right.
You know, the ones, as Linda says, they fit your hand. It's what you've looked for and it's just gone.
Yeah.
And it took him a while. Mm-hmm. And he talked about it, but now they're rebuilding their house right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
So that's great.
That's great. Yeah, it's a small thing that, Turtle Bay can
but
do to open
is.
Up our doors, but it is a nice, respite or a place where people can come and just feel like they can get away
wander,
from all that.
Wander.
Exactly.
Through. Yes. Yeah. And see everything.
Yeah.
That's super. That's
sure.
great. Okay. What else we have?
Yeah, like I said, just year-round, we are definitely a product of our community, and we want people to remember that Turtle Bay is way more than a museum. In addition to all those exhibitions we bring about, we've got, world-class art and culture and enrichment, and we've got incredible animal shows. We love the animals. Everybody loves our education programs. We bring, a reminder about the importance of celebrating our community and of celebrating the amazing natural resources we have. We're economic development. We're vitality for the rest of our community through tourism. So we just, we want people to remember Turtle Bay and remember them, especially during the giving season.
Okay, yeah. Great. We got to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back with Turtle Bay. But, another giving organization, they're not like you, but they are in a realm all to themselves. SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport Oil. Been in the business here, right in here in Redding, for 52 years, maybe 53 now. As we keep moving through here. The other day we were raising money to buy bus passes for veterans. Mm-hmm. And Bill Casparino, the leader or the head of SST Oil, rolled in and dropped off a very generous check to us. And this is just the way SST Oil is. They're out there supporting our community. And now, during this time of the year, even though it's 86 degrees, they have specials on their monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters, and of course, and kerosene and oil that they will deliver. It will make sure that you're going to have a warm house and that you'll have hot water all year. And how many times do you wish that, because you can light it off, is that when electricity goes off, maybe something to think about. Not only that, but they deliver gas, fuel, oil, air, jet fuel for all of our firefighters out there. So when they're on the go for 24 hours, our firefighters, first responders, Here comes SST Oil right behind them. That's why they always are looking for great people to work for them. So give them a call at 241-1167. SST Oil, 53 years in the business, company, an employee-owned company. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
He believes it's the little things that make a great big change. Hey, Mr. Love, when I'm doing today what you do every day, no matter how small, I'm believing that it's all the same.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. You know, talking about things like this, talking about Turtle Bay and different great places around. I mean, it's been a piece of cake. Because there's so many things to talk about in our city. Sometimes I have problems speaking, remembering. But this town is, you know, when I hear people say, oh, there's nothing going on in this town, I sit there and laugh. I mean, I just sit there and laugh. There's so many things going on, you couldn't do them all in a weekend if there were two of you. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. Now, if you're looking for a place to, you know, to party, here it is. River Common Senior Living. This is an assisted living. This is for people that said, yeah, I've had enough of plumbing, grass, cutting, all of that. I want to go someplace where there's a gourmet chef. I don't have to worry about my meals are going to be great. I can put my stuff there. I can, because it's very pet friendly, and the staff goes above and beyond to supply a carefree living existence. Now think about that experience there. So give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. You're going to go through with a personalized tour. You can have lunch there with them, and you can find out why so many people love it there at River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Okay, I'm here with Ryan and Emily from Turtle Bay. And, Ryan, you've been sitting there being very quiet, so it's your turn.
Well,
you know you're the new guy on the block, but it's been, what, 2 months?
Yeah, I think it has now.
Well, that's long enough, buddy.
Yeah,
you know?
long enough.
Now you're going to lead the patrol.
All right. Well, I think Emily had one more thing that she wanted to tell our friends about Giving Tuesday. And then I'll...
Absolutely, yeah. We mentioned Giving Tuesday. We just wanted to remind people that website on December 3rd from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. is northstategives.org.
And you can scroll through it, or you can go right to Turtle Bay or any of the entities. And you know what? You can give more to more than one.
Absolutely.
You can give more than one.
Minimum donation is just $10. So, you know, if you want to spread it around and help a few organizations, you know, if you've got your
100, 200, 1,000, 10,000, you can spread it around to a variety of organizations.
Exactly.
And Turtle Bay is not a selfish group. You don't have to give them the whole 10.
That's right. No, not
That's
at
right.
all.
Okay. Ryan.
Yes. Well, and I was going to say, too, with 2018, on the total raised between Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou County was $872,884. So just to show how our community shows up and is generous is pretty incredible.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is – and that was during the car fire.
It was.
That was right after. And the campfire and was going right there. Yeah. And people were still in shock. I mean, I think people still are when – I just saw a documentary about that, about the Paradise Fire. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Yeah, on Netflix. Is that?
Is it Road to Paradise? It's something
like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Ashley, if you could look that up for me, because I really would like people to see it. It shows our local news agencies how it starts out that day. Hey, it's a red flag day. He said, you know, and then talks about the weather. I mean, nobody had any idea.
It's called Fire in Paradise.
Fire in Paradise. And it is powerful. I recommend anybody, if you get a chance, to see this. But that was after and all this, and there were still close to $1 million.
That's right.
Donated. So this year ought to be, wow.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
Yeah. It'd be great to see people really come out and show that support.
Yeah, because these people, a lot of these organizations, and they rely on it's strictly donations and things.
Right.
Now, Turtle Bay... Is got a different streams, but it's still mainly still a lot of it is donations.
Absolutely, the majority of our ability to continue to thrive in our community is because of community members.
Okay, Ryan, I'm going to throw you in the fire right here.
Uh-oh.
The Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights. What do you want to know?
Are you up on this?
I know a little bit, so I'll throw my 2 cents in there. But
this is going to start when?
Yeah, this is going to be next year, 2020. In the
it's going to kick off in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Not quite. Yeah.
No, 2 weeks. I mean, it'd be 2 weeks a year from now.
Okay.
That's what I meant. It's around Thanksgiving.
Pretty much.
It's going to kick off at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just right after Thanksgiving. It should open up in 2020.
Yeah, you got to throw that year in there, Carl.
I'm
we don't want people lined up at our gardens looking for lights.
So, you know what? This is this is going to be just interesting. You talk about a remote. I mean, this is just going to be there just to watch what happens that first night.
Oh yeah.
But this is going to be. This is. I just can't wait to see what happens here.
Yeah. Well, and this is a part of that Reading Identity Project.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And this was seen as one of the actually top priorities for our city to just enhance the community of our city. And so we're really excited. Our team has been doing our amazing team has been doing a lot of research. We were calling a lot of different places around the nation that have been doing gardens like this and getting their botanical gardens with lights. And across the board, they said, you can't go wrong. I mean, they're just saying the way people showed up, what an amazing event it was for families.
This is not an inexpensive thing to put on either. When I talk about it, because I talked to Mike Warren I talk to Mike all the time, mm-hmm. probably 30 or 40 minutes about this one project.
Yeah.
And about that building this thing is extremely time-consuming, and you've got to have designers in there. And
I didn't even know there was Christmas light designers.
Yeah, right.
I want that job.
So you have to because things have to go off at a certain time. Things as you're walking through, it's kind of like you bring one pulls you into the other one. It's just like a museum.
Yeah. Right. This is not just going to be, you know, some strings of lights up in the trees. We're talking about, you know, a choreographed show with music and the ability for people to really come out and just kind of start your holiday off right, you know. And at the same time, it's going to be community-led. So, you know, it's an opportunity for people to come and engage. What we really, you know, the identity project itself and Turtle Bay, we're all about making sure that Reading is a destination.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea that people are going to come here for the purpose of coming to this light show. And while they're here, they're going to patron everywhere else, too. You know, restaurants and
they've
hotels.
They've got to eat. A lot of them will drive down and stay here.
Exactly.
And, they get gas. And the other thing, too, is once they see the place, you know, there's so
that's
much
right.
to do. You know, I think it's a huge step forward, and there's some consternation about it, of course, but Turtle Bay is moving forward with this.
We are.
So, we're very excited. It's going to be a big year. 2020 is going to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
2020 is going to be, you know, we say that every year.
Yeah. And
because, you know, we grow, but I think 2020 is going to be huge here. I mean, these are downtown.
That's right.
Our downtown is just exploding. As we just hear the fire engine take out.
Not that kind literally. Of explosion.
Not literally. Oh, and by the way, we just got a report in that there was from a source that there is a house burning up in Shingletown, I believe.
Yes. So Shingletown Volunteer Fire Department posted on Facebook that responders are in the Shingletown Fire Department are responding to a fully involved structure fire, which spread to the vegetation on Allward Way, which is just east of Shingletown proper. That's right next to the fire department there.
Well, at least that's...
Yeah, structure is a total loss, and the cause is under investigation, but they're working on the fire at this time.
Okay.
That was posted about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, what are some of the exhibits? We got a few minutes. Huh?
Yeah, so we just still want to encourage people to come out to our two big exhibits right now, Genome Unlocking Life's Code and Mystery of the Maya Medallion. Those will be gone the beginning of January. So if you have not seen them yet, we're already gearing up to switch those out.
I've been to them.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts?
when my sister and brother came out to visit from Tennessee,
we went to
Turtle Bay, of course.
Yeah.
We walked the bridge. We go out and, you know, we show them the sundial and why that is. And, we go to things around here, and they really enjoy it. And they constantly want us to move to Tennessee. And I understand why. I mean, Chattanooga is a great, great place. It's very much like Reading, except like four times as big.
Right.
And they have a university and all this. But, you know, we love this place. And going there and the Mayan thing, okay? I'm not sure, but I think I may have it solved. we're going on an exhibition when the weather gets better down to South America, Central America.
Okay.
No, you can go there and you can learn to read the hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to see the knowledge of these people from a couple thousand years ago,
mm-hmm.
And you know, people think about the Egyptians and all this, but they had their own writing system, their own counting system, their way of telling when the earth is moving. I mean, they had it all.
Yeah.
They had their months, days, everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think, too, what we really like is that people are learning the science of archaeology. We may have one thing in our mind of just rappelling down caves and looking for jewels, but there's definitely a lot of science to it that hopefully people are seeing that they're studying this artwork and trying to understand culture or doing some astromathematics to really understand what like the Mayans were tapping into. So we're hoping people are walking away not only with smiles and a lot of fun, but also being like, wow, archaeologists are They're smart people. They're doing a lot of
science. Oh, yeah. This isn't all Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But why not?
Yeah. But it does feel like that when you go in there.
Yeah.
It does.
Too.
And the other exhibit?
And the other exhibit is Genome, Unlocking Life's Code.
That is also very, very interesting.
Yeah.
About this, the differences. And if you've got, you can, they've got these wheels that if you line up these different things, it'll tell you your chances of having certain diseases. Mm-hmm. And that if you have this, and then your chance of getting that disease is like 100%.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, from families.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
it runs in families.
Genomic science is a really sort of popular trend right now, too. You know, these 23andMe kits and these, you know, opportunities to kind of look back at your DNA and be able to not only see where your heritage is from, but also forecast your future. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And hopefully change your future. That was another thing that was interesting about it, how your lifestyle choices. So you're not just a victim of the genes, but
that's it. That's true.
Where you live and how you eat and how you live your life, the amount of stress, all these kind of things affect your genetics.
If you do, if you live a certain type of life,
yeah,
and so then your propensity for this is going to go way down.
Definitely.
And I think any doctor will tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, exercise, don't smoke, you know, don't drink copious amounts of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah, if you need a doctor to tell you that, then I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't need a doctor. You don't need a doctor.
Come out to Turtle Bay.
Come out to Turtle Bay. No, it's a very, very interesting, it's a very interesting exhibit, and it's great for kids and, you know, and for adults. That's what, you know, a lot of times you think, kids. No, no. Being scared, all those kind of things. That wasn't just for kids.
Yeah.
So, and if, and, you know, and a membership. And think, okay, when we think of Christmas presents for people, a membership to Turtle Bay is a super, super Christmas present.
The gift that keeps on giving, you can
or
say.
Or Hanukkah.
That's
or
right.
Any
all
of
year
those.
Round.
All
That's
year
right.
round.
It
yep.
does. And it cost, how much does it cost now?
Just
$90.
$90.
And that's for a family of four. Mm-hmm. No, a family of six.
That's right.
Family of six. And they don't have to be, those kids don't all have to be yours when you bring them in. If your kids have friends, bring your friends.
Totally. Yeah.
And so you can bring in four kids and yourself and your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And just have a great day. And then when, you know, and we're just talking about the exhibits. You can move on over to the river exhibit there and see the fish.
Yeah.
I actually saw Timber.
Oh,
out,
right
out. He jumped and splashed and swam by me,
oh,
and I went, I have been there, I don't know how many times, I've never seen him do that, and he did it, and I'm trying to point it out to my brother, and it was too late.
Yeah, he's gone,
The beaver is gone. I said, look at the beaver! And he ran over and plastered his face on the wall, and he said, I don't see it. He said, I said, well, it just swam through.
Yeah. Right now he's putting on that winter weight, so he's getting big.
Yeah.
He's like 60 pounds out there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Got to run.
All right.
Turtle Bay, $90 for a family pass. You can use it all year round. And once you get the pass, everything else is free.
Yep, absolutely.
Everything else is free, except for the cup of nectar.
Yeah.
There you go.
For my lorikeets.
That's right.
Yeah, the one we called Batman. It's out there. Okay. Anything else, guys?
I think last thing, I know we got to run,
yeah.
but that the week of Thanksgiving, the 25th and the 26th, we are open. We're doing some special open days. We're sure families are having extended family come into town. We'd love to have you at Turtle Bay. So Monday and Tuesday, November 25th and 26th, we will be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep. Great. Okay. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Thank
all
you.
Ryan
Thank
and you. Emily. Such, you know what? You two are such happy people. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. USGunPro.com is the website, and they teach everything from concealed carry to unarmed combat to protection of your house, defense of your house. So many different classes, so many different ways to learn how to safely use a firearm. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
We can do is to stand for the men who have died.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are. 7:37 in the morning, and it's about, according to my thermometer here, the temperature is around 48 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, and then one of those beautiful days, clear, sunny. And the humidity's low. There's no wind, though, thank God. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, we're here with our with my friend Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
A little excitement down there, huh?
Yeah, you know, we got a couple of, I guess picketers, demonstrators, whatever you want to call them, but... you know, we've got a couple of few bad apples out there that still want to try to push an agenda. I made some statements on the news last night that weren't correct. There's no 24-hour waits in our emergency room. I can assure you of that.
Well, so, that's one of the things that I mean. I've had the head of your emergency. Well, you, of course, you're ahead of the hospital, but I also had the guy ahead of the emergency room, and he's proud of the fact that you're running, 30 minutes and less.
Right. You know, there could be a situation, maybe happens once a year, where somebody is boarded in the emergency room for 24 hours, but unfortunately, you know, that's during a winter surge or you know, some type of you know, abnormal situation that happens, but it's not even worth mentioning. It just doesn't happen. So
doesn't happen, but yet,
but
they're more than happy to put that out in the air.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not really sure what the motivation is because, you know, I know that they think that we need more nurses. They've reported us to the Department of Health several times and CDPH, California Department of Health, has come in and looked through our staffing and conducted investigations, and not once have they found anything that we've done that hasn't been in accordance with the law. So we're in pretty good shape there. It's just, some people you just can't bring them along. So this,
well, they, you know,
it's their right to do that. If they want to do this, whatever, it's fine. So
because when you look at just things that you all do,
right,
and the new ways you're working to bring better health care to everybody.
Well, and we've done a real good job of, reducing the turnover rate. You know, the turnover rate there at Shasta at one time was as high as 40%. We'd turn over 40% of our nurses in a year. And I think last numbers I saw, at least it was down to 6 or 7. So
6 or 7%.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Well, you know what? So. You know, and that's why they brought you on here and tried to, you know, with Randall Hempling trying to reestablish something because, you all had a big turnover.
Well, we did, and we also had a big labor issue. And, we spent a lot of time with CNA, California Nurses Association, to get that resolved. But there's just every now and then you just some of this type of stuff, you know, crops up. And, you know, and again, I don't understand why they do it because it does start to erode away at the perception, you know, the public's perspective of the facility. But, unfortunately, that's something we can't control. And the numbers are what the numbers are. And
did you get a chance to rebut what they said?
Oh, I'll put out a statement today in the press.
Okay. Yeah, because when they throw something out like that,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
people see it, oh, my gosh, look at this. It's horrible.
That's right.
You have a 24-hour wait when we know it's not true. I mean, you know it's not true, you can just show them it's not true.
It's not true. So,
okay.
Yeah, now we'll deal with it. We'll put out a statement, and it'll probably go away, and there'll be nothing said about it anymore. But, and then there's, I think, one of the union rep that does a lot of work with the staff kind of riles them up a little bit as well. So,
That's where we are. Okay. Well, you've got some new things going on. You got some things going on there.
Yeah, we do. One of the things I think we probably should talk about is the Mission Act for the veterans. Considering the weekend and
by the way, thank you so much for attending our 244th birthday. Shasta Regional Medical Center had a table there.
It was an honor. It was that was really impressive. I got a little emotional when the bagpipes were playing because my uncle was a Marine and he used to play that record all the time when I was a little kid at the house. And of course he was a big Johnny Horton fan too. So we had to be subject to that stuff, but I still have it on my iPhone that I play that music sometimes. So
one of the doctors and his wife provided, when they heard that, we keep the prices down. So we've cut back on, putting wine on the table.
Right.
A lot of people don't drink it. Well, she said, no, there'll be wine. And so Dr. Paul, and Mazur and his wife JL took the lead on this. Made sure there's wine on the tables. So,
yeah, they did.
I thought
that was really stepping up, and they're very supportive of anything going on in the community, especially something like this. And it was an impressive event. It really was.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do to veterans. So let's talk about the veterans.
Well, the federal government's rolling out a new program for the veterans, and basically they're going to be sunsetting the Vet Choice Act, and this is calling this one, this new effort to integrate services into the community and expand access for veterans to stay in their community to seek care that's provided here is called the Mission Act. And so basically there's been standards that have been set where the Veterans Administration will establish an integrated community network of providers and hospitals, and so we're a part of that community and a part of that network as well. And most of our physicians are specialists. So basically what it means for the vets here is they're not going to, they can ask to be treated in the community instead of having to go down to San Francisco and go down to Sacramento for care. And it's not that those facilities aren't providing quality care. It's just, that's a drive when you're sick, 3.5 hours one way and then back, and or 2 hours down to Sacramento and back. that's kind of an inconvenience on a lot of the vets that maybe don't have transportation or are super sick and can't, you know.
Yeah, or elderly, or yeah, you know, and there's a thousand reasons right. You shouldn't have to travel 3 hours.
Yeah,
each way.
That's right, each way, and so that's this is something that we're, you know, working with the VA, trying to get this network established, and it'd be nice to be able to keep our vets and let them have access to care in the community.
Well, I tell you what, how that works is that okay, if you want me to go see somebody down there, it's 3 hours away.
Right.
I want to use my local ones. Right. And then you have all the providers there. You know, there's other ones in town.
Yeah, our community has all the providers.
Yeah, there's no reason for us to go anywhere else.
There's not.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing that for our veterans.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't me. I was the current administration basically passed that law, and have been very the president's been very.
He's been very proactive on this.
About trying to get this.
Yeah, but you could have just said, "Oh, okay, that's a good idea," and not gotten involved, and you did.
Yeah,
the regional got involved.
Yeah, all my uncles were vets. My brother's a vet, so this just makes a lot of sense to me. And I saw what one of my uncles had to go through when he lived in Montana. Had to drive from Libby, Montana, down to Spokane, Washington, for treatments to see an ophthalmologist. And I mean that's a 6 hour drive.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's just ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fetch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's been here a couple years almost.
Almost
a couple years. His wife, Dr. Orna Gill, is OBGYN.
Yes.
Linda is visiting, and she works with women exclusively. And Linda's very, very happy. And with the treatment that she receives there with your wife, who is just a hoot. You think of doctors and being very brilliant and all this. She was also in the Israeli army. Yeah. I think that was, she can tear down a Glock faster than I can.
She's very charming, too.
She's very charming. No, she's the nicest person. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, we're talking it's been a year anniversary since the car and campfires, and people are losing their fire insurance. Well, you give Judy a call because she's finding it for you. She'll get your home insured. She'll take care of all your insurance needs. And if you have financial requirements, if you have questions about where you are financially, she's got a whole division that's what they do. Maxwell Insurance and Financial have been helping people since 1993. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV Store. And I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV Store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 7:50 in the morning here on the 12th of November. It's 50 degrees out there. Going to go up to about 76 degrees today. Another beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has built a company. It's been in for over 15 years now, and it's been voted best in the North State so many times I can't keep track. But she is the woman to call if you need any help in your home for your loved ones, whether they've just had an operation, a hip replacement, or they've fallen, or you've had that shoulder surgery from your playing racquetball all day long. You need help 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking about the variety of things, how they've stepped up to help our veterans. So when the veterans have they get a choice of traveling or staying right here in town.
Right.
Well, guess where my choice is.
Yeah.
I stay here in town. Okay. What else we have going on?
Well, you know, we had a pretty robust October. I think we wound up pretty close to 320 surgeries we did in that month, and that was the busiest it's been in 10 years. I mean,
wow.
We've really seen an increase, and I think some of the population is starting to come back to Reading, which I think is good. I think we saw significant drops post car fire,
of course,
and people having to leave the area because of quite frankly, just can't tolerate the smoke and the air quality. And so we're starting to see everybody come back, which is good. And our emergency room again is, we're just talking about, but had its busiest month in 3 years. So, and quite frankly, the wait times were 30 minutes out on the average. And
you may have heard something on the, for people just, checking in now, is that you probably heard something on the TV says, oh, you've got a 24 hour wait in the emergency room, which is patently untrue.
Yeah, it is. It's just amazing some of the stuff that some of these people get away with saying, and there's no ramifications. But unfortunately, the numbers are what the numbers are, and we I can dispute them. I can show the electronically generated reports, which show every month.
You've got the reports there if people want to see it.
I do. It's not a problem.
I know you're going to have a press release today. But
well, let's be honest. If it was 24 hours, we wouldn't have had our busiest month in 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just...
Especially if they're all there 24 hours, there's no place.
Yeah, nobody's going to tolerate that kind of those kind of ways.
People hate 4 hours.
Well, honestly, if you're not feeling well and you're sick and have to come in and wait for 4 hours, of course. I wouldn't wait 4 hours, but that's not the case at our place. You see a provider in 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
What else we have going over at Shasta Regional?
Well, we've been... kind of doing a little bit of a road show. Dr. Taggart and I from the emergency room, we went out to Modoc Medical Center yesterday. I had no idea it's almost to Nevada. quite a trek, I got to be honest with you. It took like 3 hours to get out there, but it's a little critical access hospital. And they're building a 46,000 square foot facility. It'll be done next June.
Wow!
And I think they said next June. Really impressive. I had a chance to tour it, and we went out there because we like to try to help facilitate transfers to our facility. We do that with the people out of Weaverville and some of the other outlying facilities, the small critical access hospitals that don't have the resources or the specialists on staff to take care of the population. And we're happy to, our reach ambulance people will, airlift them out. And it's been a real successful venture for us to be able to keep our specialists busy and keep our staff busy and not have to send them home. Because we don't have enough patients. And so it's been something that's been real effective and really just really good people out there too. We had a really good time with them and talking about their problems, our how we can help them. And so it's been real effective.
Well, even though we have different hospitals and different, right. Medical groups and everything like this, everybody's working in one direction there, and that's to take care of people.
That's right.
And, if there's sometimes that the hospitals, I guess you all would trade patients now and then, won't you?
Well,
help each other out.
No, we help each other out because they consider us a higher level of care because, they don't have open heart surgery. They don't have a interventional cardiology program or a lot of times they don't even have an orthopedist available for, fractured hips and stuff like that. So those are things that we're able to help them with and facilitate a very smooth transfer to the facility and then getting them back to their home. So it works out well for everybody, honestly.
Well, I think that's the bottom line is you're making sure people are being taken care of. You're making sure that they get the best treatment possible. Yeah. I think that, another reason that, people think about, I'm going to move. You've got to think about when you leave here.
Oh, yeah.
There's besides just the people in the place that we live in, and I've been hearing this from people that have come up from Santa Rosa. Guest speaker at the Marine Corps Ball, two times evacuated out of Santa Rosa, and he and his wife could do nothing but talk about how great it was here in Redding.
Right.
The people, the area, they can see all the things happening that are going on here.
It's a phenomenal place to live.
It is. Yeah. And we're going to look at 2020. We get all these new buildings up downtown and the things that are happening here.
Yeah.
We have to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's exciting to be a part of it for sure. That's the best decision we ever made to come up here.
What's it look like? I've got like 4 minutes left, but what are we looking at in 2020 for Shasta Regional?
Well, we'll be starting a transaortic valve replacement program where somebody can come in and have their aortic valve replaced through a catheter in their groin versus having a thoracotomy, their chest, opened to
so they don't, it's minimal invasive.
Right. That's right.
So they don't have to crack your chest.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. It's an impressive procedure and it's been very successful. And, they've been the programs have been in existence for probably about 6 or 7 years in the U.S. and they've been reserved for, patients that are very, very high risk. And so, they've gotten so good at it at this point that the federal government has relaxed the requirements and are allowing patients now that are low risk, relatively low risk, to have it as an option. And so not having to have that thoracotomy and having that valve put in through a sheath in your groin, it's impressive technology, especially, my background dealing with that type of stuff. It's just every time they come up with something like that, it's just unbelievable to me. So it really is just amazing what goes on in this country with the development of devices in medicine.
Isn't it, yeah. When people talk about the miracle of medicine,
yeah.
I mean, and it may be small things. It may be just your eyes being fixed,
right.
And all of a sudden you can see into this where instead of going in for major surgery where you're going to be in there for 3 or 4 yeah. days afterwards because they've had to crack your chest open, be in there 2 days, 1 day, 2 days?
Oh, yeah, a couple of days. A
couple of days, make sure everything's fine, and walk out.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a procedure that people were having to leave the area for. Having to go down to Sacramento and San Francisco. And so those are programs that we're taking a hard, long look at and trying to start at Shasta so people don't have to leave the area so they have an option to have it done here. And our physicians are perfectly capable of doing the procedures, not a problem at all.
Well, Casey, you've been in here almost 2 years. Even though we like to think of you as, you're going to be a newcomer for 20 years.
That's fine.
I mean, we're still newcomers. Right. We've been here 12 years. But, the fact that you got the major medical facility here at Shasta Regional Medical Center and the things that you've done for our community. And let me throw this one in. I need to every time. You on Shasta Regional put a ward in there for 5150s.
Right, for the mental health.
For mental health, to get people that are dangerous to themselves or others, get them stabilized.
Yeah, that's a program that we've been working closely with the county lately, and kind of trying to make sure that the patients get into the unit quickly and effectively. So it's been
a
working. Good partnership.
I tell you, the police really appreciate.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Well, hey, Casey, we got to run. Okay. But thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you all out there over at Shasta Regional.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And we'll be seeing you
soon. Don't forget the turkey trot, everybody. Don't forget the turkey trot.
Don't forget the turkey trot. We'll be talking about that.
Sounds good.
Hey, when we get back, Ken Murray and I are going to come in here because I've got several things I wanted to challenge Ken Murray about. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's on the mend. His spokeswoman says former President Carter is recovering after surgery at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The procedure designed to relieve pressure on Mr. Carter's brain.
Deanna Congeleo says there were no complications from the surgery. She says the 95-year-old former president will remain in the hospital for observation. The procedure was meant to resolve bleeding due to his recent falls. Carter has fallen at least 3 times this year. Congeleo also says the Carters thank everyone for the many well wishes they have received.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Illegal immigration on the docket today at the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court hearing arguments over President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, shielding hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from deportation. The Supreme Court says a survivor and relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting 7 years ago can pursue a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle that was used to kill 26 people. Israeli jets saw action overnight, carrying out airstrikes that killed a top Islamic Jihad commander at his home in Gaza. BBC Middle East analyst Alan Johnston.
It has been quite some time since we saw anything quite like this. The Israelis fully aware that this will be seen as a really significant escalation in the confrontation with the militants in Gaza, no doubt about that.
Snow and ice, snarling traffic, and closing or delaying schools in parts of the northeast and the south. 10 inches of snow on the ground in Buffalo, New York, and light snow blankets cars in Memphis, Tennessee, where warming centers have opened as temperatures dipped into the low 20s. Stocks in positive territory on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is up about 57 points, the S&P better by 15, the NASDAQ 41 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An online giant is defending a move that's raising serious concerns among privacy advocates. The BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
Google says it's providing technology and data services to Ascension, the largest not-for-profit healthcare provider in the United States. Although it concedes that this does give it access to patient information that's protected under U.S. law, it insists that the arrangement is by no means unusual and that managing patient data in electronic systems is standard practice in healthcare. Google and other technology giants such as Apple and Microsoft have recently been working hard to sell their services to medical organizations. However, this has raised concerns among privacy campaigners about how sensitive information is used.
Britain's Labour Party says it has experienced a sophisticated and large-scale cyber attack on its digital platforms, says it successfully fought off the attack. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 93-year-old veteran from Virginia finally got a diploma more than 75 years after World War II interrupted his education.
James Yarbrough received an honorary high school diploma on Monday during a Veterans Day ceremony at Washington Henry Elementary School in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Yarbrough entered into military service with the U.S. Army in 1943 during his senior year in high school and before he was able to graduate. Yarbrough attended the former Washington Henry High School. Veterans honorary high school diplomas recognize the life experiences of honorably discharged veterans who were unable to complete their high school education because of service in the armed forces during World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. Keith Peters reporting.
An overnight apartment fire in Clinton, Missouri has claimed the lives of a man, a woman, and a young girl. There's been no word yet on the cause of the blaze in Clinton, about 75 miles southeast of Kansas City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Hey, we are celebrating 10 years on the air here from, it's, you know what, 10 years is kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like, it doesn't seem like 10 years from the time we started this till now, but it's been a heck of a ride. It's 11-12, November 12, 2019. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like today?
We are looking at a high of 77 degrees with partly sunny throughout most of the day with a low 48 overnight. Mostly sunny. We should be looking at pretty much anything you experience today will be the same tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to be dropping down to a high of 71. And 72 on Friday, and then back up to 77 again on Saturday. We're going to be mostly sunny to partly sunny throughout most of the week, which means we'll have beautiful sunrises and sunsets.
All right. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business out of Anderson that does so much for our community, but they have great prices on propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Ken Murray. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Hey, somebody wrote on my... on my chat room today.
You're going to harass me right out of the gate?
No.
That's what we do.
You're going to like this. Russell K. Hunt's house was raided last Tuesday, allegedly for code violations. There were none. Five doors were busted down. His office was raided with campaign material stolen, as well as the argument against the sales tax. Hunt was recording in Memphis. I'm not sure what he was recording. And sent video of raid to McGregor Scott in Sacramento. Over $500 in damage was done. No arrests or citations were issued. And the media looked the other way. I'm not sure who sent that to me. It could be Russell Hunt. I don't know.
Probably.
What do you think about that? You've watched Russell Hunt for the...
Pardon me?
You've watched Russell Hunt for a long time.
Yeah, I've watched him for a long time. He's in a different universe than most people I know.
And then somebody else wrote, just saw the post above about Russell Hunt House. That place is a disaster. So many vehicles parked there all the time. Wondered what was going on. It looked fairly decent for a time, but last week it was a mess again. Must be some reason for the raid. Yeah, so.
But you don't know who sent it.
I don't know who sent the original one. I know who sent that one.
So it may be fake news.
It could be fake news. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything got your goat lately?
My goat? No, I've been thinking about this, the fire danger in Redding.
And,
The Record Searchlight's started Sunday with a big article on fires and what to do about them. I have an idea that nobody's going to like, but works. We have landscape maintenance districts all over town. Why shouldn't the landscape maintenance districts take on responsibility for cleaning the arroyos 100 feet back from the fence line the rear fence line of those people who live on those bluffs. You know, there are how a maintenance district works is that somebody will go build a subdivision and then want a beautiful entry and maybe some landscape strips in the middle of streets and stuff like that. Everybody in the neighborhood then pays into that. I think it's collected through their tax bills.
Yeah. We have those around here. Yeah.
Sure. There are a lot of them. Well, what if the landscape maintenance district took over maintaining 100 feet behind the fence? Or let's take it a different way. Let's say that the city or the government, feds, BLM, somebody goes out and whacks down all the bushes within 100 feet of the rear yards of everybody living on a ridge up in Country Heights subdivision. And then the owners via the landscape maintenance district pay into a fund that maintains that clearing, you know, in perpetuity. So the government picks up the first go through massive cut out manzanita bushes and stuff. And then the landscape maintenance district is there to hire, has the funds to hire people to do it after that. I can see it's going to be semi unpopular.
Well, it's just another tax on people for doing the job that the city should be doing, right?
I don't know that the city should be doing that job. The people bought those houses because they have a view, because they're next to nothing. That's perhaps the price of owning a house there.
Oh, okay.
It's just an idea. If the city doesn't have any money, I don't know. Let's assume the city has no money for that, and it's going to cost a few $100,000 a year. Why shouldn't the property owners who directly benefit from it pay for it? And I just was thinking of that as a vehicle. It's just an idea.
Well, you know what? But you're absolutely right. And by the way, we've gotten... No, I'm just telling you, move that microphone in there. Patrick Johnson's joined us. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
Hey, buddy. We had Colin Kreider on mm-hmm. the other day, you know, of course, the fire chief of Reading. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, people asked about the burn, you know, is it burning season again? And the answer, of course, is no. We're not going to burn until we get precipitation.
And some of the biggest fires have been in October and November. So.
Yeah, and he said, we haven't had any rain. Nothing's changed on that. So when it starts raining, then they can start the burn season, and then they'll extend it. But yeah, nobody's burning anything now. But you're right. The REU, that brought on 19 firefighters for building a fire break around Reading. Yeah, Patrick Jones has joined us. Patrick, on that, when you see something like that happen. Is that going to be something that would enhance the safety?
Well, absolutely. Now, I may have a problem using REU funds to fund the fire department, right? We have an enterprise fund that's a standalone fund that's owned by, you know, the rate payers. And so if we use money from that for one other function, I would probably have a problem with that. The end result may be good, but how you got there may be
bad.
Yeah,
but I think the state they've got a new law that says that the utility companies have to protect their lines and everything.
Correct, but so we would always encourage that, and they've had a history of doing that anyways. But outside of that scope, then I think you're going too far.
Okay. Well, we'll talk a bit about that too. We're going to take a quick break. Get to an early break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Linda's one of Linda's favorite places to visit. They have estate jewelry. They have all types of jewelry at very fair prices. And if you're looking for that special piece that nobody else has, they'll design it, they'll build it, they'll use gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choose a Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck week? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Can't survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's 17 in the morning here, 50 degrees, going up to 74 today. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations right here in town, 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill. And the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue in Raley Shopping Center. Cornerstone Community Bank is run by locals. It's staffed by locals. And they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Ken Murray as my co-host. And Patrick Jones is here today. And Patrick, got an announcement?
Yes, I'm excited to announce that I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4.
Okay. Now, and people that, you know, we have new listeners, we have new people moving into town all the time. Tell everybody who Patrick Jones is.
Well, I'm a lifelong...
There are a few probably that don't know who you are.
that might be. Lifelong resident of Shasta County, been here 50 years. Worked in a family gun shop my entire life, still work there, missing work right now. Jones's Fort Gun Shop.
Doesn't open now.
8:30. So
8:30.
Getting
okay.
Pretty close. Oh. And so I've been fortunate enough to have grown up here in Reading and seen, firsthand what has been happening to our town over the last 10 to 15 years. And we're all disappointed with the quality of life issues and the decline of our communities. And it's really what prompted me to get back into politics after the Reading City Council. I served from 2006. In fact, I was on with Ken Murray from 2006, 7, and 8. And then I finished up in 2014 and kind of had a few years to kind of get back to normal. And I ran recently for
Senate. Wait a minute. Do politicians ever get back to normal?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough job, right? I mean, every decision you make, you're going to please somebody, and then you're not going to please someone else. And so that weighs on you. You know, we want to make everyone happy, but it's really impossible. And but I did recently run for assembly, and I had a great time. You know, it was the funnest campaign I ever had. Me and my wife, we toured 8 counties, and we went round and round. We put 6,000-7,000 miles on the truck, and we had a great time. We met a lot of good people. We learned a lot of good issues, and while I wasn't successful there, I did prevail in Shasta County and was the top vote getter here. And so my thinking now is that I can turn my attention to the supervisor run.
Okay. Do you ever get over politics, Ken?
Get over it? Let me tell you what you get over, and getting back to normal meant to me. Getting back to normal means you don't have people kissing your butt, okay?
Really?
Because they want your vote. You don't have people mad at you because you didn't vote the way they wanted. And, you know, you get out of this artificial cocoon that you get into, as much as elected officials try not to get in. But what happens is, when you run for something, everybody argues with you, and if your arguments prevail amongst the voters, you get elected. Once you're out of office, or once you're in office after you get elected, the only people that want to talk to you are people who generally think, you know, you're there to save the world for them and their cause, but they don't recognize you're only one vote out of however many. You don't control anybody else. And while you may agree with their cause and vote for their cause, whatever it is, because it makes sense to you, that doesn't mean it's going anywhere. And if it doesn't go anywhere, then they're less enthused about you than they were when they were pushing you to
And
do something.
And Patrick, you and I've talked about this. I mean, you have strong convictions.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you do. And I always admire that about people with strong convictions. Having that and looking at, and you've always run on, and I'm going to ask you what you're running on this time, but you have strong convictions and you're very much a fiscal conservative.
Yes.
So what are your planks this year?
Well, you know, running for different things, there are different issues. Just like, you know, when I just finished up this assembly run, we saw a variety of different issues. Siskiyou County had their issues. Sierra County has their issues. But here in Shasta County, without question, the number one problem or number one concern on people's mind is the loss of quality of life and crime in Shasta County. And that is the number one issue that we have to start addressing better than what we have. And we have to start taking a look at that budget and start rearranging funds to address this problem. And a soft approach to crime is not helping Shasta County. And I've seen it in my own lifetime. And for anybody that's been here a long time, we've seen the deterioration of our communities. And all three cities are affected and the county's affected. And, you know, the people haven't changed. So what's changed? What's changed? And it's a soft approach on crime. And I think the people are ready for a person that has a strong leadership in that regard. And it's certainly been very much talked about recently.
Well, would you then, Joe Comente, supervisor for the 1st District, ran on a sales tax? He wants to put a 1-cent sales tax, which was just voted on, and they've changed some of the wording, but voted 5-0 by the Board of Supervisors. And all of it is going to be a special tax. So it needs that 66% to pass, and all the money goes into building a new jail or facility that or facilities that's going to take 400 new prisoners in goes in for more district attorneys, more money goes into Reading for more police, for more sheriffs. Everything is just strictly on taking care of the recalcitrants that are out there. What do you think of that?
So this is where I'm going to disagree with every single one of the current Board of Supervisors. I will disagree with every one of them. And while they mean well and they want to address crime, raising people's taxes is not the answer. In fact, the opposite will happen. You will push more people out of this county. You're already being overtaxed now. Now, the way to solve the problem is to grow your wealth, to grow wealth, to grow. And this county is not growing. In fact, it's stagnant, same as the city of Reading. We are not encouraging growth. They have a no growth to a slow growth mentality, and it pushes people away. We do need more money for public safety and to create more incarceration facilities. That is a fact. And the Board of Supervisors are meaning well, but raising the sales tax is the wrong approach. And it's a culture change that needs to happen at the county level. It's a culture change, and it's been brewing for 20 years. And you need to grow your wealth, and you do that in a different way without taxing people.
What is it? What's the other way?
So the other way is start to reduce your impact fees, start reducing the regulations that is strangling people from growing. And it's a plague in this county. It is an absolute plague. And if you talk to any developer in town, they will tell you story after story after story as how difficult it is. And it pushes people away. It pushes people away. When you go to the county, you should come out of there, if you're going to build something, with the idea that these people want to help me. And in fact, when you help a person, not only is that person going to be successful, but you're helping the county in return. And just simply by reducing impact fees alone can start that process. And I proved it at the city of Reading. When we reduced the impact fees by one-third, we had a ton of growth, and it should have been done permanently. It was only done for 200 permits. But we proved when you overtax people, it pushes them away. And it's a slow growth to no growth mentality that must end in this county. And then other things from that can improve, and we can fix the public safety problem.
Well, the idea of having that tax that passes is that you can immediately start building the facilities to incarcerate people. And when you say we're soft on crime, I don't, because we have the police in here, we have the district attorney, and so many people coming through here, and everybody has, a lot of people are saying that the crime is a problem, that we don't get businesses because of crime. You know, like, you know, when I'm talking to like Chester Regional, who has done a good job of recruiting, but talking to them about recruiting doctors in here, it's not the doctors. The doctors would love to come and work here, but their families, the wives, it's tough to get the wives up here because of, they see the, you know, people on the streets, they see you know the theft rates and all this. So how do you make the tax, to me, would be a game changer totally, and it would happen in a quicker time.
What
you're talking about is, it'll take years for that to happen.
Well, it might.
Even though it's a good idea.
It might. But again, if you start overtaxing people, you might find that you're not going to increase the revenue. You might decrease your revenue by pushing more people away. Now, when I talk about being soft on crime, this is not a police officer or sheriff deputy issue. We have more qualified, highly qualified police and sheriff deputies. It's not an issue of the police or sheriff doing their job. For example, what happens today if you would walk under the Cypress Street Bridge? What would you see? You would see a lot of different things, right? And would you allow your children to go under there? You would not. When I was a kid, you could walk under the Cypress Street Bridge and not see a single person, because I did it all the time. And so what's happening is that we're not booking for a person that has a criminal issue. We're not arresting that person. We're not booking that person. And if we do, we often book and release. And so what's the point of even arresting a person if you're simply going to book and release them? You're paying booking fees. And we have one gentleman where we've booked and released him 32 times.
No, I understand that.
Okay,
understand that concept.
Right. So it's not an issue that it's not our personnel that's soft on crime. It's the system that is not allowing us to properly arrest a person, book them, incarcerate them. They have their time in court, and then they're sentenced, and they do their time. When you do that correctly, City of Reading and the county will have a reputation of being tough on crime. and you'll start solving that problem.
Well, that infers, Patrick, that they're doing it incorrectly now.
They are.
And what specifically are sheriff's deputies doing that's incorrect?
No, you missed the point. So what I tried to say earlier is it's not an issue with our sheriff deputies or Redding police officers or Anderson police or Shasta Lake City. It's not an issue of the deputies. It's an issue that they're not going to be able to arrest everything that they see today because there is no ability to incarcerate. That is the issue, right? They can do their job.
Yeah, the whole thing is there's no room in the end in that we see people like the guy they just picked up for the 11th time, just got arrested in August as a felon carrying a firearm. And he had the firearm on him this time.
Right.
Why he was even out of jail means is that there's got to be worse people than him that they have to keep. So that's the part is you're saying is it goes back to being able to incarcerate them.
Correct. And so we do need a bigger facility. And it's unfortunate that we built the jail in the manner that we did, that it couldn't be expanded upon. But nevertheless, the fact remains we need more incarceration today. But what I'm saying is you can do that without a sales tax. And
okay.
You grow your wealth. You grow your county. This county should be much bigger. It's stayed at the similar population for a considerable amount of time now. And, in fact, the city of Redding has shrunk. We have shrunk population, and that shows a decline, not a growth. And there are reasons why, and most of those reasons, not all, are coming from the city and the county. Now, some of it is the state mandates, and for that we cannot deal with, but certainly local control we can.
Okay. And we're here with Patrick Jones. He's running for – he just announced last night and on the show today. They just run in for Board of Supervisors, District 4. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises. The original is still the best, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics and for over 47 years, Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. You know, if you haven't talked to Clyde lately, give him a call. That in itself is just a joy. Clyde's Enterprises. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 here on the 12th of November.
Old habits like you are hard to break. Old
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've got worries.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Celebrating 10 years on the air here. Good morning, everybody. It's the 12th of November. It's 8:34 in the morning. It's about 52 degrees. It's going to go up to 74 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years with just spectacular, spectacular service to all of our people here in Shasta County. All makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, they have it all there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And let me add, it is a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Ken Murray, and who comes in on Tuesdays with me. And then Patrick Jones came in today. Last night was the official announcement, but then again today, if you have not heard that he is running, Patrick Jones is running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. Do your hat in the ring there. And in our first 20 minutes, we talked about the crime. And you would like to, and you're not for the sales tax, but you are for growing the economy as fast as we can and using that money to then build the facilities we need.
You know, I saw firsthand several attempts in the city of Reading to raise sales tax. And I worked. In fact, I spent some of my own money putting out signs to defeat those acts, those particular sales tax increases. And each time we did. And the public responded correctly and voted each of those down as they should have. And I'm hopeful that they'll vote this one down if it gets on the ballot. It's not the correct way. It's not to simply always tax the public more for government's inability to manage their budget and to solve a public safety problem is to tax the public more. And to be honest, the public does not trust government to spend that money correctly. Now, why do I say that? Because there's an elephant in the room, as there has been in the last 10 years, and it's called pension debt. And it's massive. And it's massive for the city, and it's massive for the county. And no one's talking about that. No one's talking about how they're going to fund these pensions. But yet here comes the sales tax. Now, so many times we've seen the bait and switch. Now, while this may be a dedicated tax, it doesn't mean that monies underneath can be shoveled elsewhere. And we've seen it before. And there's very little trust with government, and I think it's well-founded.
Okay. We'll get back to that. Let's go to the phone. Sarah, good morning. Do you have a question for Patrick Jones?
Good morning. I do. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I am a single mother of five. I am not on welfare. I work two jobs, and I am for the sales tax. And so I was curious what your opinion and thoughts are on it seems that it's very unspoken around here that we already do pay tax for the shoplifters in the form that we're paying more at Walmart. We're being inconvenienced in the sense that there's more security. There's more – everything's being locked up, and we're paying citywide. We're paying every penny for the shoplifting that's going on right now. But people – it's not something that's in their face, and so I feel like they're not as aware that we already are paying for that. But it's not going – towards something that's going to invest in the city. It's going to the security companies. It's going to Walmart Corporation. And if we enact the sales tax, you know, up front, yes, it is an inconvenience for us, but we already are being inconvenienced. We just don't know it. And I just kind of want to get your opinion on that aspect of it, because we already are paying, like I said. It's just something that's not being in our face taken from us. It's something that is being kind of siphoned out the back end. And so I want to kind of, I want to see what your thoughts on that are, and just your, get your opinion on that.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks very much, Sarah. Good question.
No, it's a great question. And for all those folks that think that the sales tax will fix this problem, it's well-meaning, but I don't believe it'll do the job. Fix the core problem. The core problem is that we're not incarcerating. Now, the county has a budget, and we're not even, we haven't even asked the question, is there anything we can do within the budget to make changes? Is there anything the county can do to start changing the way we incarcerate and how we could send more people out of town and the costs associated with that? There's lots of things that we could do before you start talking about raising a sales tax. It's just very easy for elected officials and bureaucrats to simply say, let's tax the public more to fix this problem. And the problem today is that while, Sarah, you may be able to afford this tax, there's a lot of people in our community and in the county that are already at their limits. They're already at their limits with how much they're spending. And if you add up all the taxes that you're paying, it's too much now. We have to go back to the basics, back to the fundamental problem. And it's a county and a county budget problem. And we need to address it at that level. And it's a very hard thing to do politically. There's very little political will to tackle real issues. It's simple to say, let's tax the public more. I've seen it before many times, and it isn't the answer. And the answer is fixing the core root of the problem. You're not incarcerating these criminals. You don't have a big enough facility. Adjust your budget. It is the number one issue. Government is here to work for the people, believe it or not. That is what they're here to do. And they're wanting to do business as usual, and that's why they want to do this tax. But I also suspect that a good portion of this tax will not go to what we think it'll go to, and it'll start going to these pensions. And it's a problem that is, has been plaguing this area for a long time.
I mean, basically, Patrick, you're saying for the last 30 years, the supervisors are all idiots. And you have the answer.
No, I'm just saying that there needs to be a culture change, that 30 years ago you didn't see the issues that we have today. But you have seen them grow in the last 10 to 15 years. You've been here, Ken. You've seen the deterioration of our community just in the last 15 years. And a sales tax increase isn't going to fix the problem. The culture at the county needs to change, and that will fix a problem.
Well, yeah, but
now, you don't see this problem in Boise, Idaho. You don't see this problem in Medicine Bow, Wyoming. You don't see this problem in a lot of places. Now, how come those governments can fix problems, but ours is simply saying we must tax the public more? We're already taxed too much. It's a fundamental difference in thinking.
I agree. We're taxed too much. The whole state's taxed too much. We're the highest tax state in the, you know.
Well, I'm glad we
lowering.
I think everybody's agreeing on that one.
Lowering development fees to spur growth, which is basically what you're saying.
That's one way.
Yeah. When's it going to get the jail built?
Well, as revenues come in.
When?
Well, it just takes time. It takes a little bit of time.
20 years from now?
No. Well, you're asking a question that no one has, but I can tell you.
Well, wait a minute. Someone does. If you pass the 1 cent sales tax, you get to jail in 3 years.
Well, that.
What? Tell me when it comes about with your plan. That's all I want to know. I don't. Whatever the plan is okay with me.
Right. Well, Ken, I don't have an exact date for you. I wish I did have an exact date for you. That would help bureaucrats like yourself. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
I asked before this thing started, hey, can you guys, and you have been, you two have, you know, are getting along. Okay. Patrick, your idea about taxation is absolutely right on. I think everybody agrees on that. And the fact that we're up to our butts and bad guys are based on decisions made down in Sacramento and by the voters. You know, it's 47 and 57. Now they're getting ready to release probably another 10 or 12,000 more at least, because of another decision they're making. Since that we have really no say over that.
Yeah, but we have not looked at all our options, Carl. And you know, the first thing people should be doing is take a look at every county department, scrutinize every single thing that we do, find and squeeze every penny out where it's unnecessary. And then at the end of that process, if you have no other options, then you could present something to the public in the way of a tax. But we haven't done that. All we have said is that we need a sales tax increase. The city of Reading has said we need a sales tax increase many times. But look what they've done. Look at the lights for $500,000, right? Look at what we spent on the lights on the Cypress Street Bridge. All this extra money that isn't going to help a real problem, but that's been diverted. And we haven't asked the county that question yet. We have not done a budget review from top to bottom to say, is there anything that we could do differently? And I guarantee you there's some things there that will surprise you that could be improved. And we need to talk there first before we talk about taxing the public more.
I agree with that. But I think to run the jail that we have right now is like $15 million a year. And with the new jail that they're proposing, you got to figure it's going to be probably at least the same because of the number of personnel and everything with it. Even if they just say they keep it at $15 million, so that's I don't think we're going to get pull $30 million out of the county, are we?
Well, keep in mind that when we incarcerate here in the city of Reading, anytime you have a person that has been arrested, incarcerated, tried and convicted, and if they go into the county jail and if they're going to be there for more than a year, we have the opportunity to send them out of this county, out of this state, in fact, that is legal. And there are many other beds today that are available for half, at least half, of what we pay for housing them here with the county facility. And are we doing that as well as we could? Or is there influence from the unions that say otherwise? There's a lot of things that we can do differently.
We got to take a quick break here. Am I hearing myself louder here? Is it just me?
You're changing when the microphone moves.
Okay, got it. Okay, and it's me. I'm the one that's doing this. Hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I saw Tim Logan in D.C. from the Cypress Square Barbershop. We're at the Marine Corps Ball. They had a great time, and you know what? They are absolutely great people, and I can't think of a better place to get your haircut than right there. They take appointments now. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones right after these messages. And Ken Murray.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Jean commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is about 51 degrees, going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business here in town that does a lot for our community, does a lot for veterans. They give discounts to veterans and seniors. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're here today with, of course, Ken Murray is my co-host, and we're here with Patrick Jones, who just announced last night and on today on our show that he is running for supervisor, District 4. And just kind of let me catch you up on everything, as public safety is the issue, I guess I would say, and growth of our businesses that you're running on.
Correct.
And you are, you believe that growing business here is the way to ensure that the jail is built and not have people paying more taxes.
Correct.
Okay. What do you think, what's your thoughts on the construction of Costco and the proposed new casino?
Well, first with Costco, you know, we're very fortunate to have a Costco in the city of Reading. They have a 20-plus year history here. They want to expand. Their textbook expansion plan calls for, you know, a new super center along a major interstate, which we have. We only have two locations on that major interstate, which is Interstate 5, Oasis Road and the South Bonneview property. Both are large enough to handle what they need. Their number one choice is Oasis Road, and I would agree with that. And
their number one choice wasn't. Everybody else's was.
No, their choice. Costco's number one choice. Mike DeBroda, I've worked with him for years. Number one choice is Oasis, and I would support that. Now, it's ultimately up to Costco as to where they can go, but I guarantee you their number one choice is Oasis.
Well, that's not where they're building, though.
That is not there. I see no dirt moving yet. The fat lady has not sung.
Okay.
And I haven't seen the developer at Oasis Road come up with the money to build a center yet either.
This is interesting because you did work with them for a long time. Yeah. Ken worked with them a long time. And what I read was that the people from Costco said that they would have liked to have that place they're building now. They tried to buy before and they couldn't. And so that they tried to work this out with the Oasis Road guy for what? As long as I've been here. I mean, you know, and it just never worked. So Okay, but you're all but you're for the construction of it.
Don't believe everything you hear. That's the first thing, okay. Right? That's the first thing. And so we get down, you know, with me as a former council member, we get down to the nitty gritty and we get down to the nuts and bolts of things, as Ken has done in the past. And so while things may appear one way, they often may be a different way.
So you're saying that there could be a chance that it's moving? It's not going to be.
Well, nothing is done until it is done. There are two locations. The fact of the matter is there are two locations that they have an interest in. They're both on I-5. They need to be. They're not going to spend $35 million for a new super center unless they're on a major interstate. There are two locations they can do that, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. What about the proposed new casino?
Well, that is a proposal that the tribe is interested in, and you know, we knew for a long time when the city of Reading and I helped sell the Spite Strip, which was the Strati property, and the Rancheria did buy that piece of property, and their project started to move forward. So we've known for a long time they've had interest in this piece of property, and there's a bit of history with it as well. And so they want to grow and they want to expand, and I would support the tribe on that. And again, I would differ with every single one of the Board of Supervisors not supporting what they want to do. I would support them.
Okay. So the we've got about 5 minutes left. The we've talked about, you know, the construction downtown, even though you're running for the Board of Supervisors. Mm-hmm. It seems like, you know, we've got, you know, I know this is small stuff, but just things like Kentucky Fried Chicken had 2-hour waits. In-N-Out Burger is getting ready to open up today at 10:30, unless the line's too long, at that which point they'll open it up sooner. Chick-fil-A, I mean, these are just like restaurants. Mm-hmm. I know they're service jobs. But we have downtown, we have the K2 building. It's going up here in our plaza here. They're taking down, in fact, it starts yesterday. They've closed down the parking structure, and they're going to start taking that down for another multi-use building, another parking structure.
Well, Carl, I like growth, right?
Yeah.
And so I like growth. I think this city has a lot of potential for growth. And so I like to see, you know, that In-N-Out has done well, and they've opened up a second location. And they've built that – they bought that land, and they built that building. So I very much stand behind them, and it would help them be successful because, again, as they're successful, so is our community. Downtown, I'd like to see it grow. My concern is the subsidies. In-N-Out didn't get a subsidy, but McConnell Foundation did. Now, could McConnell Foundation, could they have built that project down there on their own? Sure they could, but they didn't. There's a lot of public subsidies there, and my concern is with that. And take a look at all the subsidies that have been poured into downtown over the years. That's your hard-earned tax money, and it's a lot of it. And I'm concerned with that. And there's been times on other projects that I've voted no. For example, there's a building being constructed downtown by Brent Weaver. And that was originally going to be for the Riverfront Playhouse. And
right.
I voted no on that. That was $500,000 that the city of Reading paid to McConnell. McConnell Foundation owned the building. But it was $500,000 to give to Riverfront Playhouse. Now, I have nothing against the Playhouse, but that $500,000 was your tax money that could have been built for something different. Now we fast forward, the building wouldn't work. They had to tear it down. And so then we bought it for $500,000 and we sell it for $300,000, another $200,000 subsidy to that developer. I just disagree with that. I think it's fundamentally wrong. I think it's playing favorites. And I like growth, but everybody has to be treated the same. If we're going to give a subsidy to that developer, then we have to give it to everybody. And it's fundamentally wrong.
Okay, I got to ask you about this then. The Festival of Lights.
Yeah, I would highly, you know, again, McConnell Foundation can pay for that, right? They have the ability to pay for that, but the city can't. The city is broke. The city is flat broke, and they should not be spending money on that. Greg Clark, deputy city manager, just did an editorial in the paper, and he was spot on. And that was risky for him to do that editorial, but he was right. They need to worry about the functions of government. I believe in government. They have a role to play, but doing a light project isn't one of them.
He's retired city manager.
Deputy city manager.
Retired deputy city manager.
Yes.
Why was it a risk for him? He's collecting his 100,000 plus a year.
Yeah, they usually don't come out. You know, they're usually, you know, stay pretty favorable for the city and what the city does. And in this case, he was fairly critical of the council members for voting for this, at least four of them anyhow. And I think he was correct.
Part of the way of getting things done at the city and the county is winning other votes. It's always, as Ken's pointed out, and if you pointed out, it's you need three.
You need three. Sometimes we have to put pressure on people. I put pressure on Ken Murray before to get a vote out of him.
Did you get the vote?
I did.
What was it? I don't remember.
I did.
You know, having these two together, it's just been interesting watching the interaction, especially during the breaks. I wish we could film the breaks, and we will one day. Now, so right now you've gone against two of the votes, two of the unanimous votes of the city council. How do you build a consensus, Patrick? You could have – it's kind of like this, and you've got like a minute to explain this, right. But you could have the best idea in the world if you don't get two other votes.
Well, that's the tough part, right? When you have an idea, you got to push it. And I like to push it with the community first to see if they like it. And then, you know, through the pressure from the community, that's usually how things get done. And sometimes, you know, there's always so much going on with any given issue. There's winners, there's losers, there's a lot of stuff going on. But you first ask the question of the community, let them respond, and the pressure will come from them. They'll do the job for you.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of the Patrick Jones Election Committee?
Well, we're just starting for Supervisor District 4, and I feel very fortunate to be here at this time, and I look forward to this race. It'll be fun. It'll be issue-driven. It's not going to be mudslinging or any of that stuff that we've seen in some. We're going to stay focused on issues that are important, and you can always get a hold of me at 222-3223 or email me at patrickhenry@live.com.
Okay. Ken, thanks a lot for being here today.
You're welcome.
Your comments. And Patrick, you know, congratulations and good luck as we wish everybody. I think it's great when people step up to do something for our community. That's, you know, we don't endorse. And the reason we don't endorse is because we just admire everybody that's running these local elections. And we'd like to give a, you know, we're going to have everybody on here over the next few months and before this election. It's going to be interesting. Tomorrow, the Economic Development Corporation is going to be joining us and talking to us about business and growth of business in Reading. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?